Hi, everyone. This is Lynn Saunders, your host of Cherokee Conversations, and you are listening to 102.9 FM, MyGraceRadio.com. So you might be listening in your car. You might be listening on your device, your computer, your whatnot. I'm just so glad that you are here. Normally, I will open up every show with, I'm so excited about this next guest. And today, I'm going to do exactly the same thing. I am so excited about today's guest. It is Pam Carnes. She is president of the Cherokee Chamber of Commerce, and she's been there for 34 years, which blows my mind because I just retired from 27 years at Encompass, and that was a long time, but 34 years. And so I'm just excited to talk to her, pick her brain a little bit, and find out the why behind the what. She is one of the most passionate ladies or people I know in the county about all things, business and thriving this community. And I think she's one of the ingredients of the secret sauce of what makes Cherokee County the best county of the metro area. So welcome, Pam. Welcome so much.
Thank you so much, Lynn, and you're very sweet with your comments. And I've been excited since you asked me if I would come on to Cherokee Conversations. So thank you for the invitation to share. The fun part is you said, hey, first, just tell us a little bit about yourself.
That's
So
it.
that's pretty easy because it's easy to talk about who you are. And I hope that that's going to be the same as we talk about the chamber too, because
Yes.
that is what has become my life outside of my family now for all of these years. But I think the first thing for the listeners is I don't think they're having to ask themselves where I'm from. I'm definitely from the South. I
Yes,
don't hear my twang, but I know it is there.
and
So
it's
I
precious.
was born and raised in Georgia. And that was a long time ago. I don't mind saying I'm 57 years old. And I grew up in a little community called Thompson outside of Augusta. And for those that are University of Georgia Bulldog fans, that's about an hour from Athens. And so it's in a great part of Georgia. But grew up there and went off to college, went to junior college at ABAC down in Tifton. And then transferred to the University of Georgia, where I met my husband. And he was a little bit older than me, just by a few months, but he was a year ahead of me in school. So I knew if we were going to continue dating and get married, that we were going to live in Cherokee County, because he was already going to be coming back here to accept a position in the poultry industry,
Oh,
which,
good.
of course, used to be the largest industry in Cherokee County and is still vital to our community and to not just our community, but everybody that enjoys eating chicken. And so
Right.
that was what we were going to be doing, was living here if we continued to date. Well, guess what? We did.
Yeah.
And we met on St. Patrick's Day on a blind date back in 1989. And then 1990 on St. Patrick's Day, he proposed and I said yes.
Oh my
So
gosh.
fast forward, December of 90, we got married. And then I came to work at the chamber. So, not to bore anybody with details, but I needed a job. One of my professors told the entire class, not just me, the entire class, if you are looking for employment, you should reach out to your Chamber of Commerce, wherever it is you're going to live, reach out, or wherever you want to live, reach out to that chamber.
Great
So
advice.
I did. And in my employee file to this day is the cover letter and my resume and the list of references that I provided. When I mailed, there was no email,
No,
1990.
that's right.
When I mailed that information to the chamber here in Cherokee County and said that I was getting married and moving here, and possibly they knew of employers that might have positions that would be a fit for me. Well, they had a position open as their membership director, and I interviewed for it and was hired.
Perfect. Yeah.
So I started officially January 2nd, 1991.
Wow.
And I have now, like you said, been on the team here for over 34 years. So got married, moved here, homesick. We got a cat that made it better. I finally figured out what I thought the chamber was about, and I hit the ground running. And then another St. Patrick's Day moment, St. Patrick's Day, 1994, our oldest daughter was born. And so
Oh.
Sarah is 31. She is married to Brody. Brody is a tax attorney. She is a business consultant. And they have our first grandson, Precious George, who was born in May of 2025. And then life ticked on after she was born in 94. And we had a reprieve for about 6 years, and Rebecca came along.
Okay.
So Rebecca is our 25-year-old. She's recently graduated from the University of Georgia with her PhD in consumer economics.
Impressive.
And all in between all of that, Brian decided that he would change careers. And he changed careers 22 years ago, and he teaches advanced placement and honors chemistry at Sequoia High School here in Cherokee County. Very best thing he ever did was teach. And he absolutely loves it. Took that experience from quality assurance and the lab that he worked in the poultry industry to the classroom. And so he is a teacher at Sequoia. So, in the middle of all of that, what does our life look like? We live in Hickory Flat. We have two cats. I love estate sales. My pocketbook doesn't necessarily love them as much as I do. I do have a heart for other people's memories, but even more my memories. And so our house is very eclectic and filled with things that have been a part of our family's story for numerous generations.
Oh my gosh,
And
that's precious.
that's me.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful. So you just kind of landed into a job when you thought you were looking for another kind of job. And then how long was it until you moved past being membership person?
Okay, let me add a little piece, and great
Okay.
segue with your question. You know, moving in, maybe it wasn't going to be the job. I thought I probably would come to work at the chamber and find out about jobs in the community, that I would take this position at the chamber, but it would just be the launch pad, if you will. It took me about 8 months to really figure out what the chamber was, for me to have that true understanding of what this organization does and what it could do. And so after that, and just really having that feel for, we really were here to help businesses grow and thrive and people to connect and network in our community. And it was just almost like somebody lit the firework or the firecracker, and off I went. But that was in 91, of course, with the membership position. And then August of 94, the CEO who hired me went to another community, and I was the interim president for several months. I applied for the job as the president of the chamber, and I interviewed for it, and I didn't get it. And the very best thing that happened to me was that they did not hire me for that
That
position.
happens.
I wasn't ready. I thought because I worked here that consideration should be given to me as a current employee, but it wasn't my time. And I know that there is no doubt in my mind that that was the case. And as we should, going into those situations, we should pray about it.
You know, and that's, if I could just stop you right there,
Sure.
you chose not to be bitter. You chose wisdom, maturity, grace, and understanding. And if you had chosen back then to go, well, they don't like me, I'm out of here. Can you imagine how the county would be so different?
Exactly.
So
And
that is,
my life would be so different.
yes.
I firmly believe that, and this is just my opinion, that when I was born on April 23rd, 1968, that the Lord knew that I would interview with you today. I
Yes, thank
also
you.
know that in me praying about that interview and about what my life would look like and my family's life would look like if I got that position, it wasn't that I prayed and didn't get the right answer.
Right.
The answer was not today.
Yes, well,
So,
there it
having
was.
grown up in a family of faith and I grew up Methodist and went to Thompson First Methodist Church. In fact, Brian and I were married in front of the same altar that I was christened
Oh my.
by the same minister. He came back to Thompson all those years later
That's
and
wonderful.
married us.
Oh my Lord.
It wasn't my time. And I have told that story time and time again, but my time came. They hired someone else, and he was here for about a year. And then the opportunity represented itself, and I didn't interview that time.
Because
The
you
ask
weren't ready.
was made of me, would you accept. And I was ready. But I'd also had the opportunity to learn alongside or under, however you want to phrase that, two CEOs. And so learned things about their leadership styles and management styles and personalities, and maybe things that I might would have done a little differently, but I learned from them. And then February 12th, 1996, I sat behind this desk where I'm sitting today for the very first time. And so fast forward, and here we are in 2025 in a community that has changed so much, but so have I. I haven't changed from those core values of the way I was raised. You are honest. You do what you say you're going to do. You work harder some days than others, and we all know that.
That's right.
But you be true to yourself, and then you don't have to stumble over what you've said to someone that you don't recall having been the case. And I tell people that I get to work every day, my key goes in the lock, and I hope it turns the right direction. Or maybe I should say that it turns and that the alarm code works.
Yes.
But you're working at the pleasure of a board, and the chamber board changes constantly. New board chair every year. I get a new boss.
Right.
But yet I learn from them too, just like those two initial CEOs. And so I was not ready in 1994, but for whatever reason, I was in 1996. So I'll celebrate 30 years as CEO next February. And then again, having been on the team for longer than that. So it's been a great journey.
That is actually 2 days before Valentine's Day.
That's
And
true.
if you think about it, the chamber in many, many ways is the heart of Cherokee County. And I mean, you just go to a monthly Cherokee breakfast, Good Morning Cherokee. How many hundreds of people are there at 7 o'clock in the morning?
Hundreds more than anybody would think get up that time of day. We've laughed and said that we have people that ask us, why don't we have good brunch Cherokee instead of good morning Cherokee? But pre-COVID, our numbers would hit the mid 200s. The most we've ever had, which was years ago, was about 350. And it was Truett Cathy from Chick-fil-A was the speaker. And we hit about 350 people. That's probably been more than 20 years ago. But now our numbers are bouncing back. What happened after COVID was people didn't have to get dressed.
Or leave their
So,
house. They could do
right.
everything, through Zoom.
Yes.
That's
And
right.
if they're virtual, like we would do, I would probably wear my pajamas all day too if I could.
There you
So
go.
our numbers for all events really teetered because people were not having to get out and about. But people need each other. They need that interaction. They
You're
need
right.
to rely on that face-to-face connectivity. And
Right.
we're seeing that surpassment of 200 again at Good
Yes.
Morning Cherokee. Yes.
Yes. You just, when I come down, the elevator or the stairs, and I round into, before I even walk into the doors, you just hear that roar and rumble of just people laughing and talking and engaging and, yes, networking. But that's like the one place, if you're in business or you've been active in the community for any length of time, you can see almost everybody that you know or interact with in the business world there. And you've just created something very, very unique in your leadership to bring that together. Because, I got to tell you, my alarm goes off that early. I don't love it. And it'll be raining outside, and I'm going to try to talk myself out of going, or it's going to be freezing or whatever. So I've learned a little trick, and thank you for offering this. In the beginning of the year, the chamber offers that you can buy all your breakfast tickets for the year, save a few dollars, and boom, you just show up. You don't have to pre-register every single opportunity every month, or it's you don't have it in December. No, you don't have it in January. You don't have it in July,
That's right.
correct? And but I know if I've paid for it, I'm going to go. And
Right.
that is really the secret for me to just not talk myself out of an alarm clock, disruption.
That's
And,
it.
but yes, go ahead.
I didn't mean to interrupt, but you're right about that roar of excitement. Because when we open the doors to the ballroom and all of you 200 plus start coming in, and it's the small business owner, it's the leader of a nonprofit, it's the CEO of a corporation, the president of the bank, the marketing person at the next business. It's a mix. And we
It could
don't.
be, it could also, if I could interrupt you,
Sure.
it could be, members of our county commission, maybe our
Exactly.
fire chief
Firefighters.
and the deputy chiefs or other people if the
Yes, the
fire
sheriff.
department, the sheriff. I mean, you've
Yes.
got the infrastructure, you've got such great infrastructure of people who are
Right.
tangible,
And it's come together.
and it's a very respectful, upbeat environment. It's not like I'm, oh, there he is, I'm gonna go give him a gotcha. That just doesn't exist, nor would it be allowed, because I know you, but you have fostered with your leadership, and you have a fantastic team that just the details do not go unthought through at such a perfect level. And that
No.
comes from good leadership, from great leadership.
I appreciate that. And it's not always easy. We do try to step back and become the attendee when we go to our events, when we want this program or this meal or whatever it is. But we try to create that atmosphere in all of our events. And it does provide for those that maybe don't have as deep of connections in the community as someone like you do, Lynn. They will meet the people that they need to connect with and want to connect with, and it gives them that opportunity to do so. But whether they want to come to a breakfast at 7 a.m., or maybe they say, hang on a second, I really do better in the afternoon. 4:30 in the afternoon, they can go to business after hours in someone's business. That opens their doors and says, hey, let's network here this afternoon. And that gives people an opportunity to have gotten through their busy day, get to after hours. It's from 4:30 to 6, but they can stay 5 minutes or an hour and a half. It doesn't matter. But that is more casual, of course, conversational, only about 5 minutes of sponsor remarks halfway through. Where a breakfast, yes, you come in, you network, you get your breakfast, and then you're going to sit down and listen to a program. But what we're after is creating the foundation, if you will, for you growing your business. We're just the conduit to do that.
You offer classes and
And
workshops and of high
yes.
quality with high level speakers and presenters.
Right. And 90 plus events that will be held
Man,
this year.
man.
It's interesting if you look at numbers and maybe where we've been and where we're going. Membership in 1990 would have been around 600. And now you fast forward to today and you say, well, how many in 2025? And it's 1,100. But I've had the question before, well, what is your membership goal? And I said, 1,352. And the person said, why so specific? And I said, because we've been at 1,351.
There you go. There you
And that was back, none of us want to think about it, that 2008, 2009 downturn in the economy. Well, what did that do? It caused the slowdown of economic growth everywhere, including Cherokee County. And we lost a good many members, and then we had to start working our way back. Well, what often happens is someone joins the chamber, and it's almost they get the goodie out of the candy. They had the Tootsie Pop, and they got the hard candy off the outside, and they got to the middle and found the sweet, gooey center, and then they don't need the candy anymore. They get engaged with the chamber, they start to grow. They meet people and they think, oh, I can do this on my own. I don't need to pay a membership investment into the chamber anymore because I can continue growing. Maybe
Doesn't work
they
that way.
can, and if they can, we wish them all the best. But let us continue to feed and foster that for you and continue to provide for you.
And if I can interrupt too, another thing, I mean, yes, you got 90, which blows my mind. I can't imagine trying to facilitate 90 events in a whole year. But you also have ribbon cuttings, several that you host for new members or new businesses every week, sometimes almost every day of the week. And I'm fortunate that I've been, part of the was it the Chamber's Council for a few years now, so I get invited to those. Not that you have to have an invitation, but the high level and the wide variety of companies and organizations that are coming to Cherokee County who are joining the chamber, some just jump right in with all feet and all arms, and others are a little slower to the table. But it's so interesting to connect. And when we have a ribbon cutting, you tell the owner or whoever's leading that discussion about the chairman's council as being the ambassadors. And we go out to the community and we share what we've learned and who's what where. And people do call me sometimes and just say, in any of your ribbon cuttings, have you run across so and so or a place that does this or that? And I just feel so smart, so stinking smart, because I can say, as a matter of fact, yes. As a matter of fact, yes. And in fact, just yesterday, I visited one of our fairly recent places that we had a ribbon cutting, and it was just a very sweet interaction. But those, if there's anybody listening who has an organization who, whether you're a member of the chamber or not, this might be the nudge to check it out and look a little bit deeper. But there are so many things that go beyond just that membership fee every year. It's the best investment into your business and to your relationships that you, I think personally, it's just my opinion, that anybody could make.
Well, I appreciate you using the word investment, and I used it just a couple of minutes back in our conversation because that's truly what it is. You're investing in the chamber, and then we reinvest on your behalf. But those ribbon cuttings will hit about 80 ribbon cuttings and groundbreakings this year. That's not included in that 90. 90
Yes,
is
no.
all of the other events where everybody can attend. 80 is celebration. And as Pitts County grows, and we're able to help businesses grow, and we want to celebrate with them as they do. That's when we have these events, ribbon cuttings, and groundbreakings. For anniversaries, brand new members, you name it, we've probably cut a ribbon for it.
May I ask just an off out of the blue question? Do you ever have people just walk into the chamber and just say, I'm new to Cherokee County, or I'm thinking about coming to Cherokee County, and what do I need to know? Does that happen?
Absolutely,
Really?
yes.
Really?
Now, because of the internet, a lot of that has taken, the internet has kind of taken a lot of that and maybe slowed down that traffic somewhat. Because if you're awake at 3 a.m., you can Google and find out about us. But between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m., Monday through Thursday, and 9 to 4 on Friday, you can come see us. And we do, they walk in the door, all ages, shapes, and sizes from all corners of the world.
And two, in your lobby, do you still have maps of the county?
We have maps. We have our visitor
Are
guide
they
that's
free?
all about, everything's complimentary. Maps, visitor guide that is more of a, when I say tourism, don't look at yourself as a tourist, but what is there to do and see in your own community?
There's a lot.
That is available. Brand new community guide or chamber magazine, community magazine, everything from real estate and recreation to healthcare, housing, education, economic development. And then there's an entire section of community publications focused on Cherokee County. There's another section of tourism specifically for Cherokee. And then there's a section of regional tourism. So we are providing, that little corner, if you will, in our lobby, more than just a little corner, but
Yes.
that lobby space to help tell the Cherokee County story. And then
Yes.
mail information to people on a regular basis that might not be able to get out and they want to receive some of those publications or they're not in our community yet. Guide them through our website and how they can find that information that we need or they need. We are the front door to the community and we want to be the door that you open, whether online or physically opening that door
Yes.
and walking in to see us.
I like that. Yes, you are the open door to Cherokee County. Have you said that before? That's a great quote. You should
I'll
coin it
have
and
to
use
use
it.
that one.
Oh, okay. All righty. Well, we are down to just the last minute or two, and so I would like to give you that opportunity to give contact information for website address. Yes, go ahead.
It's pretty easy. It's CherokeeChamber.com. So CherokeeChamber.com, and you can find everything on that site. We would like to think that tells you about our organization, 1,100 members strong. We are connecting, creating, and cultivating. We are connecting business and community. We are creating economic viability and value, and we're cultivating member engagement is what we do day in and day out now for almost 55 years. So check out our website, reach out to us. I'm even going to give you my email address, pam@cherokeechamber.com. Let me know if you have questions about our organization and you want to visit us. Love to see you.
Terrific. And I'm just going to add one extra note for anybody who might be thinking about membership. You do not have to wait till January.
No.
Start for that year from whatever point you jump in.
Anniversary billing.
And it's
So 12
okay.
months from the time they join, anniversary billing. So no need to wait. We sell memberships every day, 24/7, 365, because you can also join online or come in and see us to do that.
It's never too late. Pam, we have got to run. We are out of time. And I know that you and I could keep talking and talking because there is so much good stuff that the chamber offers. And maybe I'll invite you back again at
I'd
some
love
point
that.
when there's other things or opportunities coming up.
We could talk about initiatives more
We
so than focusing on events like we've done today.
okay.
Leadership, transportation, education, governmental relations, anything you can imagine. So I'd love to come back if you'll have me.
I would love to have you back. So thank you so much for your time
Thank
today,
you.
and God bless.
Thank you, Lynn.